Hey y'all, it's Alante, and you're listening to Black and in Grad School, the podcast that helps women and people of color like you excel in this journey. If you're listening, I believe you are an aspiring or current scholar who wants to successfully navigate this process. By sharing my experience while pursuing my PhD and interviewing other Black graduate students or early career professionals, it is my hope that you can glean encouragement, advice, and strategies that you can apply to your journey. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm really happy you're here. And yes, it took a minute because I've been off of this boat for so long that feeling and being on the boat is quite the experience. So let's start off with our first segment, Lessons from the Trap. And today's song is Dreamers by Anderson .Paak featuring Talib Kweli. Really, the theme of the song is about becoming that which we dream about, regardless of what the quote unquote world says about where we should end up based on where we came from, what we look like, etc. And I really enjoy the song, and it's like a little vibey that I really liked, because it's like, whether your dream or your goal or whatever that is motivating you to earn your graduate degree is possible, period. And I thought that was really powerful, as we always need uplifting music to get us through these times. And so the lyrics that I really enjoyed from Talib Kweli were, word to the free lunch, who knew what we would become, who would be defunct, which rumors would be debunked, which I just really like and I vibe with, because it's like, who would be defunct, who would no longer exist, which rumor, like who would be gone, who would not be here to see these things come to fruition. And the rumors, I also think of like the assumptions or even the statistics that show where certain people end up in certain places. We would be able to debunk all of that simply by following our passion and following the dream to earn a graduate degree. I hope it helped you and encouraged you the way it did for me. Moving right along, as you know, this is the second part of the series Flowers for Black Modern Scholars. And today we are giving flowers to Curry Hackett. Curry J. Hackett is a designer, public artist, and educator. His work engages the intersections of Black Southern cultures, geography, and ecology, and has been featured in Bloomberg, Metropolis, Washington Post, and Travel Noir, among others. He's the founder of Wayside, a design studio that looks at undertold histories to inspire meaningful art and critical research. Through artificial intelligence tools, the Farmville, Virginia native braids Black aesthetics, kinships with nature, and pop culture to imagine surreal scenes of Black joy. Among his notable works, Hackett's Dry Long Soul explores relationships between Blackness, geography, and land. It also received funding from the Graham Foundation, the Journal of Architectural Education, and the Washington Project for the Arts. Hackett earned his Bachelor of Architecture from Howard University, and he is currently completing his Master of Architecture in Urban Design at the Harvard Graduate School of Design. And so I want to take a minute to pause on his bio and share how I found him. I follow a wonderful human called Francine of @FransLittleLife on TikTok. And every Friday she does Fran's Friday Roundups, and 1 week she included his work. And literally I paused her video, went to go find him on Instagram, and I've followed him ever since. And I've really enjoyed seeing his posts, seeing his work, and just the intersection of AI, of art, of Blackness, all of these amazing things. And then when I started to work on this project, this mini series, I saw that he is not only an HBCU grad, we love it, but currently in graduate school. Like, I think that is just so amazing that he has all of this brilliance. And I think sometimes we assume the brilliance comes by virtue of the experience that you get in graduate school, where he is brimming with it and then using the graduate school to further his profile. Maybe there are some skills he's wanting to learn. But I just thought it was just amazing, and a reminder of, you don't necessarily have to go to grad school to be talented. You are talented, and graduate school maybe helps you polish, make networks, do a lot of other things. So, and the fact that he's in grad school and this influential is just mind-blowing, amazing. So, flowers to Curry. Continuing on with his bio, his latest work uses AI to create surreal scenes, including roadside Popeyes kiosks in rural North Carolina, homes with inflatable porches in the Florida panhandle, and park benches made out of the couch from grandma's living room. Quilts, basket weaving, and other cultural modes associated with the American South are the building materials for Hackett's speculative future. And this is the conclusion of like the bio that I compiled. But some of my thoughts is I really think that Curry Hackett deserves his flowers because his work is this really cool amalgamation of all of the things around tech and architecture and Afrofuturism. And I had not seen anything like that before, but I know that he has shared some other really amazing artists in some of his interviews. But this was my exposure to this work. And what I think is even more amazing, as I just shared, is the fact that he is in grad school right now. And I hope that is a reminder to you all that you can make impact now. You don't have to wait until after the degree. And so I hope this is really encouraging. And I'm really excited for the next episode in the mini series. But thanks for coming by and see you soon. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Blacken in Grad School. For more content to help you on your grad school journey, check out blackingradschool.com. That's blkingradschool.com. Love this episode? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Until next time.